Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. This video is something that a lot of silver investors may not want to hear, but it's really important. It comes out of Business Insider, and that is one of the publications that a lot of, Business Insiders, but Wall Street watches. So I wanted to bring this to you. It's about coin shops. And hey, what other YouTube channel shows real life garbage trucks in action? All right, so what we're gonna do is, I think I'm talking by myself right now. Oh, there are a couple people. All right, cool. Business Insider says that coin shops say that they are now swimming in so much silver and gold that they are having to limit purchases. Now, this is really important for the stacking community because the important thing is being able to stack silver at the best prices possible. And when inventory starts to bloat and the narrative turns, you know, there's a lot of people that are saying that there was a silver shortage, that there never was, right? And silver is going to eventually go to the moon. It's actually doing amazing right now. It's blowing my mind. I never would have thought it went to $126 on this part of the cycle. So that's pretty exciting. But at the same time, you've got to be cautious because you want to stack as much silver and take as much of that metal off of the books of the government as the banks as possible. But we don't do that when we're paying stupid high prices. All right, says right here, obviously, it talks about the price per ounce, blah, blah, blah. We all know this, right? It says here, the price of gold topped 5,300, silver topped around 120 in January. And here's the great quote. These price moves have done a lot of damage all across the line. This is from HSBC's precious metals analyst, James Steele, that told Business Insider, one type of business bearing the brunt of this volatility is the local coin shops, where people often trade in gold and silver. High prices have led to a huge influx of people selling, but some shops tell Business Insider that they're running out of their usual places to offload the excess metal. Now, we all know the truth. Hey, can you guys hear all the birds? There's no joke, like 23 birds right next to me. Bye, dump truck. We need dump trucks. How many people can hear the birds? I want to sing, why do birds suddenly appear every time a silver video is near? All right, I'll stop. Okay, it says here, as the market was in its tailspin, Tim Heuer said the shop he manages, University Coin and Jewelry in Madison, Wisconsin, was still doing deals. Heuer said a customer came in to sell some silver when the spot price was $98 and falling. He said, by the time I wrote his check, silver was down already $3.50 from the time he walked out the door. This recent volatility is putting those businesses in an uncomfortable position. Hey, I know a lot of you have sold silver. If you want, people have been asking why we turned off the course for a little while. We're going to bring back, it's a deal, $29 for the silver and gold, the precious metals course. Links down below if you want to learn all about how to pay the taxes right and how to save money on taxes on that. But the point being is lots of people are noticing that coin shops all around, and I'm just curious, type yes or no, have you went to a local coin shop lately that has got tons of silver, plenty of silver? And right now what blows me away, don't tell anybody this, because it seems like nobody in the world figures this out. You know how they're melting down junk silver? I hate and love that term at the same time, because I like to buy things when they're cheap. So people are calling junk silver, you know, old silver dimes, quarters, half dollars, they're calling them junk, and they're selling them for below spot because they're trying to offload them to be melted and destroyed forever. How is it the general public can't figure out that those are going to become so rare as they're being destroyed that that's the number one thing you should be buying? Not right now. I wouldn't be buying at these prices. I'm waiting for the price to come down more. But the point being is that it still blows my mind that people don't have this sense of common sense. Am I the only one? Type one if you get it. You're like, yeah, no, there's a lot of people just don't have common sense. I get that's a nice way of putting it, right? This is really happening and it's exciting. I get to talk to people in the industry. I can't tell you who they are because they tell me, don't tell anyone this. We sold all our silver and we got plenty of it. You're like, huh. But that doesn't change, that doesn't help the narrative. There's all these channels trying to blow up, telling you to buy silver, it's going to the moon right now, and there's not. Another country is trying to actively destroy our currency. So what they're doing is they're running the futures prices of gold and silver up high in another part of the world, and then trying to build propaganda here in America. See, I'm a huge silver bull, and I believe that you need to buy physical goods. We need to suck it all out of the system. Just like what happened during COVID when they were actually selling Comex bars on AppMex and on SD Bullion and JM Bullion. That was epic. That's an actual shortage. What we're seeing right now, it's not a shortage. So if I'm right, and I could be wrong, I'm wrong all the time. Especially, I didn't think that this first cycle would go up to 120, 126 bucks in silver. But if I'm right, the price is gonna pull back more. And then we're gonna strike because there's another asset class that's about to pop up. And we're gonna take our money from that thing and we're gonna blow it up. And it's just because all the exchanges did it on purpose already. Anyway, sorry, I'm saying too much. Hopefully you got something out of this. If you want the Precious Metals Tax Course, it's 29 bucks. Very affordable, and it'll save you a lot of time, heartache, and maybe a phone call from the IRS in the future, because no one on the internet seems to be telling the truth about how to pay taxes on precious metals. They just tell you it's tax-free if you sell a certain amount per day. They're straight up lying to you because they don't know what they're talking about. So hopefully you got something out of this, and hopefully you don't get caught in that trap, all right? The Economic Ninja is out.